The Well Soul podcast ministry is made possible through your financial support. Consider signing up as a monthly subscriber on buymeacoffee.com/wellsoulpodcast. For the cost of a cup of coffee once a month, you can help this ministry continue to encourage others to know God's word, walk with God, and live with purpose. Visit the Well Soul page at buymeacoffee.com/WellSoulPodcast to subscribe for a monthly cup of coffee. Welcome to the Well Soul Podcast, where we pause to drink in scripture, reflect, and pray. I am your host, Shauna Scott, and sometimes life leaves our souls feeling parched. So come to the well of living water that never runs dry. Actions speak louder than words, the saying goes. Yet Jesus' life revealed power in his words and actions. Just this topic could cover months of podcast content, but as we journey through the story of the gospel, I want us to see the big picture. From the beginning of the mess of sin in Genesis 3, God declared a promise that one day a seed of the woman, a descendant of Eve, would crush the serpent's head. We watched as the descendants of Eve are weaved through the line of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then the 12 sons of Jacob, that became the 12 tribes of Israel. Specifically on the podcast, we meditated on the story of Tamar, how God saved the line of Judah through this courageous Canaanite woman. It is through Judah and Tamar's line that we continue to follow the line of the seed of the woman up through the line of King David, who was promised that someday one of his seed, one in his line, would reign on the throne of his kingdom forever. During Christmas time, we meditated on some prophecies about Jesus, the baby born in the line, in the seed, of David. And we began to see that Jesus fulfills Old Testament prophecies of the coming Messiah. We are now in the Gospels, after Jesus' baptism and temptation, when Jesus starts his earthly ministry, preaching the good news of the kingdom and miraculously healing people. In the Gospels, we see that he has power over disease, painful suffering, demon possession, seizures, paralyzation, leprosy, the blind and the mute, and more. His actions prove his power over creation and chaos, including through calming of a storm, and proves his power over death by raising a girl from the dead. Jesus is unlike any other prophet or teacher that had come before him. So John sends a message to Jesus from prison. This is where we will meditate on scripture today. Before I read, take a deep breath and quiet your mind to focus on today's passage. Matthew 11:1-6. After Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went up from there to teach and preach in the towns of Galilee. When John, who was in prison, heard about the deeds of the Messiah, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me." What stood out to you from these verses? Meditate on this for a moment. John the Baptist might have been confused. Most Jews at that time thought the Messiah would come as a conquering king, not a preacher rejected by religious authorities. But in Jesus' response to John the Baptist, he is actually highlighting words from the prophet Isaiah. Let us remember that many Old Testament prophecy passages have layered fulfillments. Jesus told John that the blind, the lame, lepers, and deaf are being healed, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. These are all proof from the text of Isaiah that Jesus is the Messiah. Salvation has come. See the list of Isaiah passages in the show notes. As we reflect today, let us consider Jesus' ministry did not exactly match the expectations of those waiting for the Messiah. And sometimes, God's work in our lives and in the lives of our loved ones does not go according to our expectations either. Sometimes, in fact, expectations can make us blind to see how God is at work. Take a few moments to prayerfully consider how God is at work in your life and in the lives of those you love, and then pray about it. Let's pray. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one and only true God, we worship you. Thank you for your work through Jesus Christ that reveals that he is the Messiah in a generation that was not expecting him to come outside of those with power and authority in the political and religious world. Help us, O Lord, to see you at work in our own lives in the unexpected ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me today on the Well Soul podcast for our Life of Jesus series through the story of the gospel journey. Remember to support the production of the podcast by going to buymeacoffee.com/WellSoulPodcast. You can also join the Well Soul community on Instagram at Well Soul Life. In closing, I remember my late friend, Brian Vasquez, who made this podcast possible. God bless you, and I pray that you have a well soul.